The White House faces a deadline today whether or not to send a lawyer to participate in the impeachment proceedings before the House Judiciary Committee. Hearings continue Monday with a presentation of the House Intelligence Committee's report, which concluded that President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government in the 2020 election. Joining us now is Representative Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana. He's a member of the Judiciary Committee. Congressman, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy. Great to be with you.
And what's going to be your goal in Monday's hearing?
Well, we're still trying to figure out the contours of that hearing and what we will be exposed to. I think we're told that staff will present effectively the Schiff report and at least the top line on that. Our concern is that we still, as you and I are speaking, don't have access to all the underlying evidence that supposedly supports this claim or these allegations that impeachment is necessary. And that's a real problem because the House Judiciary Committee, where I serve, is really the only committee in Congress that has real jurisdiction over this issue. And this is an unprecedented thing for the members to not have access to all of that evidence that's been gathered down in the basement and elsewhere.
You don't think that what's in the 300-page report that the Democrats released is enough?
I don't, because I think that report was engineered by Chairman Schiff. I think it was cherry-picked. I think the reason that they had many or all these witnesses come before them in the basement first in the closed hearings is because that was a dress rehearsal. He has selected the portions and the excerpts and the testimony that he wants to present. And you have to remember that only 3 of 9 Republican witnesses have ever been allowed into this process. It was summarized in the hearing on Wednesday that by Professor Turley that this is the fastest moving impeachment on the thinnest record in the history of our country, and that ought to concern every American.
Well, we asked your colleague, Eric Swalwell, about that yesterday, about what Professor Turley had to say, and he said that one of his concerns and the reason that he feels this is so urgent and needs to move quickly is because if President Trump faces no consequences for what the Democrats see so far as calling a foreign leader and asking for interference in our elections, that Trump could do it again, and he was worried that even Rudy Giuliani has been in Ukraine this week and that there may be more election interference going on.
Listen, the reason the founders set this up in our constitutional republic the way they did, the reason the president has to run for re-election for a second term is because the voters of this country get to make those decisions. They get to review the record and the actions and activities of every administration and on a 4-year term. And so we have one of those coming up now in about 11 months now. We ought to let the people make those determinations. And I think that's what my friend Eric Swalwell and my Democrat colleagues are concerned about. They don't want this to be decided at the ballot box. They want to do it themselves. But the problem is they don't have a record to support it. You know, our chairman, Jerry Nadler, the Democrat chairman of our committee, said himself 20 years ago that a single-party impeachment proceeding would be terribly destructive to our country. He seems to have made a 180-degree turn on that view, but we still share it.
But what about the idea that it wouldn't be a fair election if there's election interference going on?
Look, everyone on both sides of the aisle is working to prevent election interference. The president is himself. We know Russia is the main offender there, and we're addressing that. All of us are working together to make sure that happens. We have to have integrity in our system. I just don't think that what they've presented is any evidence of election tampering that has been contributed to in any way or affirmed in any way by the administration. That ultimately is the question.
Do you have any sense of the timeline beyond Monday at this point?
We don't, and that's kind of one of the outrageous things about this. They seem to be making it up as they go on the other side. The American people have to know at the end, whatever the outcome, that they can trust the process, that it was fair, impartial, and transparent. We don't have any of that here, and that is the real problem.
It's interesting. You're saying that is your view about this process. Democrats would say that that's exactly the reason why they feel they need to impeach the president, is because people need to have faith in the election.
Well, right. But if they genuinely believe that, they would slow this thing down. They would have more deliberate hearings. They would allow balance in the witness list. They would allow cross-examination and, you know, the president's counsel to be involved at every stage. They haven't done that. 17 out of 24 of my Democrat colleagues on the other side of the aisle in the House Judiciary Committee have already voted previously to support moving for impeachment. They didn't come into that hearing with an open mind. And all of us have to recognize that's the reality of this.
So let me finally ask you, do you think that the president should decide to be involved in this part of the process in the House, and they have to decide by 5 o'clock today, according to Chairman Nadler?
Look, if they had any faith at all, any hope that it could be a fair a hearing, they should be involved. But if it looks like they're being railroaded, no lawyer in the world would advise them to go and participate in that. I'm an attorney. I would tell my client not to, because it can't be trusted. If they'll have a fair and open process, that's what you would hope. When Ken Starr presented his report in 1998, he came and sat before the House Judiciary Committee, took questions from both sides. The minority party had full access to all the records. He presented 36 boxes of evidence to the Judiciary Committee in 1998. You know how many Chairman Schiff has given to us? Zero. This is not a fair process, and everyone can see that.
That is Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.